There's one more Indian I want to go through before we start going into more specific things. This is a shtickle from Rav Dessler, and it's about tefillah in general, where a person goes with tefillah, and it's a very, very important. Let's explain the context of it. We're meant to do a lot of things. So we're meant to do tshuva. Why are we davening for tshuva? And so on. How do I understand, am I sort of, what's the right word for it, co-opting the need to do something by having HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it for me, and so on. So Rav Dessler has a very important piece over here. It's a little bit broader, and therefore, well, I'll try to skim the beginning of it until we get there. Regilin, the beginning of it is sort of much broader, because before tefillin, and then he'll get into it. We're used to thinking that there's only one emes. Maybe that's true in science. In a ruchnistic world, every world has its own emes. Something that might be considered emes in the lower world. So this is an hakdama to what he's going to say, but I think it's worth spending a minute or two on this as well. The fact that there can be different truths, quote unquote, is strange to us. And let's explain where it's possible, how it's possible. First of all, it's true in science as well, in the following way. In the physics of things that we see, and the way we see the world as flat, we can treat it as flat. We'll never be traveling in a car and go off the edge. You know, it's something which, on the other hand, in a bigger picture, when you look at it from the top, it's round, it's a ball. But no one ever feels he's on the bottom of the ball, on top of the ball. So both are true. We can, in one way, we can treat it this way, and another way, we treat it differently. In the world of Ruchnius, certain things depend on the Madrega. So, Lamashal, for a certain type of kid, if he's putting in 2-3 hours a day learning, then we say, that's tremendous growth in Ruchnius, and that's awesome, and that's really, really something. For someone else, playing ball, is playing ball good or is not good? Well, for some people it's gewaldic. For some other people, you say, you know, you really kind of it's pastnish, it's not for you, it's wasting time, and each one is true in a certain context. In other words, an olam, and this is, you say this for a lot of things, an olam means a self-contained entity. So just like geometry is a self-contained discipline, and its axioms and theorems, as long as they interlock with each other and they are true in the sense that we greet it, then it's fine. It's an emes. So in the world that a person inhabits, the emes is measured in a certain darga of what's right and what not. L'dugma, now it gives an example. Kol maimin hu b'midas ma bal bitachin. Every maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bal bitachin to some degree. L'fim ha-regosu reyos ha-emes, and depending on the darga b'muna, that's the emes you see. Ulam, ma'shein ha-shkofes o'ylom ha-shvatech shem rak b'sha ha-sakona, hu b'chol sha'an yom b'teach b'teva b'chol t'shtamish b'teva, me'olom ha-shatzarek shek ha-chosesh baruch shem ha-chol dover ha-rega. There's a type of person who sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the big picture. In other words, there's a world that is normal. You work, you earn money, you invest, it makes money, and so on and so forth. But in the big things, a war came, are you going to be saved or not? That's where you perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you do live in a world of Teva. There's some people that every step of the way is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dugma Cheres, Ki Rogel Nechshar Lebal Emuna Zeh Shein Alekeach Mashal Chaverin. A trusted person is someone who does something along someone else. L'mayli menu, higher than that. Olomam shel elo imdim b'diburam, k'shadina mishepar mechayv mzois. People that, even though they don't have to do it, al pidin they're allowed to take it, but they keep their words within the context of mishepar, like it says, where what ought to be done is mechayv them as much as what is. And lemaila mehem is someone to get the emesh lenikvah gam pidas chazal bechol ma she'ein ruach chom neichemenu o yesu shuchus hermona kama shas sheker vada shla reizek reizet. It's very different worlds. Ulam loari kulam krep safra that was leve emes bovavoy, that even if he thought one thing he wouldn't act differently. So all of these, so the answer to all of these questions, what is the right thing to do, what's emes or sheker, depends really on the world you live in. It's a much more sophisticated version than it depends what madrega you're in on. It's more than madrega. There's a world of teva where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only seen as the beginning and the end. There's a world of ongoing hashgacha. There's a world of total hashgacha. And depending on the world that you occupy, that is who you are and what you are and so on. Okay, next page. Levavoy shel adam lo yira es emes shemalei medrasei. Nobody's heart, nobody's instincts is going to see the truth of a world that's not his. In other words, if I'm a person who follows your heart meticulously, but when it just says enu acham neichim menu, I don't get it. So I don't get that whole setup. I don't understand something. You have to make a living. It says you're allowed to do this. What's the problem? And you can't. It's not the question. Say, well, I paskin like the Ein Ruach Hanochim. That's not the issue. No one paskin like the Ein Ruach Hanochim. That it says Ein Ruach Hanochim means that the psak's not like that. But I live in a world where Ruach Hachamim is my world, and what is appropriate and what's inappropriate is the world that I'm part of. So every single person is stuck in his world, and in not only in terms of what I do and don't do, but what do I relate to? What type of ma'isim tovim do I relate to? I was also learning with an American Israeli, very nice fellow, kind of modernish, modern. I guess you peg him as modern Orthodox of a sort. And he was a good, like, he was the type of person that was very focused on, if this is what you have to do, I'll do it. But no sense of something. So I mean, we were learning in Agadah, there was a Ksubas after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I forgot what it was, and I mentioned to him I told him, I don't remember what context, I told him a story about there was a Chassidish Rebbe that one of his anhagos was, I think they say it about the Satmar Rav, and other people, he never, when he ate soup, so he never bowed down when he eat. He'd usually bend over a bit to take it in. He would always sit like this and bring the spoon to himself. So I looked at him and I said, I know exactly what you're thinking. And I sort of paraphrased in the Vrit, because the Vrit, you know, I said, Azma, ochel kasher, arabi achal et ochel, az mazeh. Like, you know, the food is kosher, he ate it, so what's the difference when you bend down? You know, the idea of bending to the food or bringing the food to me was a sensitivity lost on him. And b'meila, it's like, you know, you ever read, you know, you'll take a look at the wine bottles and you get like a little megillah about all the notes and nuances and flavors. I'm assuming that it's true. But then somebody else is drinking on Purim and he's, you know, chasing one after the other. The nuances and the flavors and the notes and the after notes are lost. They're not his world. His world is you know, how many gallons? That's the world he's in. So he says, a person doesn't get the emes that's above him. In as much as a person is stuck in certain meters, he's not going to understand it. Even if the person learns Musa like that, that listen, this is the emes and everything else is shekers. Zebevada yaseroishin boy. Mikomokim gamametze irak fermiyase. Even that is only is limited to ways holding. Kol madrega. The mishtaras al shetach shemuba tzavus. Every madrega is limited, or it spreads in on an area that has two limits. Nekuda is chaskus, nekuda yoyne sheba, or nekuda rifya, nekuda satachtoina. The place that's the bottom. What am I at least expected to, and what is beyond where I'm expecting? So every person's realm, every world of his, is limited by what I couldn't possibly do and what I could do. This is an idea that Rav Dessa says in different places about the Nekudas. Bchira is quite famous, but he's leading into something else. Move on, it's obvious that Yochel Adam Bchiras HaToy V'Lalas Nekudas HaRifin Shadrigas Kudas HaTzkaske Shabba. He says, yes, every person has Bchira to go ahead. Achtzorch Lohovin Eich Yuchal Levobar Liris Es Emesh Lamayla Nekudas HaShadrigas. How can a person see the emes beyond it? So let's take this person whose world is kasha, treif, muta, asa. So how does he ever get past that point? In the world, that's my world. I'm there to my world is keeping what it says in halacha. So if something comes up that's asur, I may have a tzahara and I might be nichshal, but I know better. I know I need to be mechazik myself, or whatever. But how do I get past the world that I'm locked into of my level of sensitivities? Halamedrigosi mugbelis. At the end of the day, I'm a limited person. Omikano lamalo shar or emes skurim in front of the earth lamidis. Past this, I just don't get it. I remember growing up as a kid. It's interesting. It was something that I perceived. I couldn't put a finger, and it, you know, I didn't come from a yeshivish background, and the school we went to was sort of a middle road school, I would say like here, but it included like 1,000 kids, and it ranged from kids whose parents were Talmud Chal Shabbos to Chassidish Rebbes, everything anywhere, and there were all sorts of different models of what was considered to be great. And when you were in one world, you know, to come to learn an hour was gewaldig, and you know, and play ball the rest of the time and do your work and so on and so forth. That was like, it was a world that set that as, but you perceive that once you get into it, someone's going to come along and say learning an hour at night is way too little. And you know, there was the 1 hour a week at night for Mishmer, and in that, in the context of the kids that's where they were holding, this was Oilam Umloya, this was fantastic, this is Gevaldik, they, you know, they couldn't find enough words to be Meshabeach you with, and you felt you reached the bigger thing. And then going to camp, that was Frum and had an hour a day learning, was Gevaldik. But when you went to that camp, you know, someone would come along and make a snide remark about people playing baseball all day long and thinking they had some time with an hour. And then there was the mass meeting camps where they sat and learned all day. And first of all, you always knew that you're always being pushed from world to another world, but it was very hard to understand that other world. You know, everyone lives with a certain circle of from minimum to maximum. So the question is not, I have Bechira to do more, but if I don't hear what the thing is, if you're telling me that I'll be din amitzat hamatayra with Krish, Meshachas, or Arvis, or an hour later, so where's there more than that, and so on. So how do we go from Madrega to Madrega? So he has two mahalchim. One is Derech HaMaisa, and one is Derech Tefillah. That's why he's leading into Tefillah. Derech HaMaisa. Mizeh is probably to get HaMaisa. Kishyagia ha'odom l'nekudas ha'chizik shmedregosay. When a person reaches the nekuda of chizik in Madrega, im levavoy dovak be'emes ha'shehikir, if he's really into, if he's shayach to a certain emes, Vadai Shasakoset is part of the Maisa. Then he's going to do something about it. So if I dare you have to learn somewhat every day, then I'm going to start learning every day. And Velachino Arafel told us Hamidash Choitzin Akars Hemes is Pazalat La'at. So when I learn a little bit in a regular way, so the sense that I need to be sitting around doing nothing disperses a bit. Ada shalikani ha'orish ha'madrega boy yasiru k'tas ha'liboy until the rays of the next madrega light him up. So he says every maisa itself, besides being the result of a certain understanding and a certain madrega, also pushes the barrier itself. A person, before you're learning at all, learning all day long, learning 3 hours a day is impossible, not shayach. When you start learning an hour a day, it's like the headlights in a fog. It moves further. It's not so impossible. It's difficult, but it already every maisa itself that you do moves things over to a different realm. So the world of maisa has that effect. That's one. And that's why you have to do maisim. The loyrak machshav regesh volvat kashidam chachmumis. So when I need to convince you, let's say I take somebody who's not learning at all, I can talk until I'm blue in my face. There's no way I can give you to understand learning all day. There's no way it's going to go in. But as you start doing things, it gets pushed. I once had a Rebbe who gave a Gvaldik Marshall about growth and learning. The Marshall was, he said it's like a car with headlights. Headlights only light up X amount of feet ahead. But as you travel, the headlights also travel. And it always gives you 50 feet ahead of where you are. And b'meila, you can see where to go and you can keep advancing. That is olam ha'maaseh, that's one thing. And now he gets to this point, to the point we're looking for. Yesh derech acheres aliyah b'derech ha'tfilah. What tefillah does is it allows a person to have a kesha with something that's beyond his madrega. It allows a person to go beyond his asaga. We can't be masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, our tefisa Kadosh Baruch Hu lies in the interaction of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ach b'tefillah, harei onu poinim yosha elo ba'atzmai ba'amarnu v'amreinu baruch ato Hashem. So there's an element when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us tefillah and gave us the ability to talk to Him. That includes in itself some point of kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol ba'atzmai. In other words, it allows a kesher to the dargas beyond madregas for the duration of tefillah. B'marnu baruch ato Hashem. Adrabba, nisharim lifnei samidus. We're not allowed to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, on his interactions with us. We need to think of Ato Hashem. V'hainu mashekos ma'alzal shatfilo magil apchina el yoinan alemes ksiv loy hirani ha'odom v'chai v'eitzel Moshe ben ha'sholom kiv so'is chatzitza sholtim tu malay ben sikha v'liboy hisigu shtem kech b'chol mem tes sharabina hainu shekol ha'madregas ele hisig b'kwach v'yosa neviyas b'spaklar miriam. Vigam Mishar Nun Shama Mirochik, Mishem Venigas al Rafel, Mishem as a Kerla Medaber, Achamulo Yocholiris Bisharahu, Kigamhulo Royal Midoises Banagose. So seeing, meaning having a direct understanding and tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is impossible. To the ultimate, it's impossible. You can go far. But even Moshe Rabbeinu stopped short. But he says, "Ulam." Let's skip down a line or two. B'tfila efshel lechol adam, afil lepashut b'yoyse, lagia yoshel of yisparach, kaleiv b'dveikusa yoch lagia al mashein asech magia sigasa. So he says here, big yisayit, that the heart can reach a place that the mind can't either. Let's give an example. A psychologist who is a big chacham knows and understands people really well. and he can look at a person, analyze a person, question him in a way that he can be oimid on profound on truths about the person, and so on and so forth. It doesn't come to a mother's intuition of a child. The flip side is, a psychologist can explain himself, he can lecture about it, and he can say, these are the factors that are motivating this person, this is how he got to such and such a point, and this is the dynamics of what's going on. That's what a good psychologist can do. A good mother can never lecture and explain what's going on with the child. It's a sense, it's intuition, but it goes much further than anything that that a psychologist can do. My mother's not that well, and one of the visits I was preoccupied, something was bothering me, something that nobody knew about really, and I didn't think it showed anybody, but my mother said, something is not good, something is weighing on you. Nice smile, and I said, nah, everything's okay, this and that. And she said, no, I couldn't sleep all night, because last time you came, I felt something's weighing down on you, and this and that. And, it was a sense. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through das, understanding, knowing, there's a limit. And Moshe Rabbeinu reached that limit pretty much. But to connect through Hargashas Halev is something that takes you further than that. And if it takes it further than that, it allows you, it gives you a goal to strive for. Kein b'kodesh chazisicha. Dovra Melech said, Tzomcha nafshi, Tzomcha nafshi, sorry. He was, he thirsted and longed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Kein b'kodesh chazisicha. I beheld you in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where I have the sense of what I'm missing. So tefillah, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the matana tefillah, is that when a person is mechavel liboy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a real connection, and that connection serves later to give the person something to strive for, that sense of being elevated. And maybe add a word or two, and maybe it's worth spending time on its own. You have people that are only Isaac in tefillah because they got a high in tefillah, they're going to impress else. That's mistaken, because the high we get in tefillah has its shortcoming. There's a certain, it's a certain aroi to it. It's only possible when you're lost in tefillah. It never translates to maisa and to real tefisa. It's meant to give a person sort of a spark, or some sort of sense of something to strive for, that his mind can progress, that his maisa can progress. So tefillah, the dimension of tefillah here is to connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a place that you can't connect in any way other than that, not with your maisim, not with your mind. It's meant, therefore, to give the person a sense of what's beyond, so that the person's maisim can move forward to break through to the next world, to the next level. Okay, we'll hold it here. So we'll see next week. So one more. We'll go for one more.